Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness, a recovering politician, to comment on a recent column by Kim Strassel of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. Her reporting on the RNC, the Republican National Committee's, sudden new reversal of opinion of Election Day. In brief, the Republican Party has emphasized for many cycles that people show up on Election Day and vote, make certain your vote counts, make plans that day. And the contrast, the Democratic Party, especially in California, but other states as well, has turned election into a month-long process, early voting, contacting absentee ballots to make sure they're in, and the new wrinkle in California over these last cycles called ballot harvesting, in which everyone who is on the voter list gets a ballot mailed to them. And on Election Day, or the day before, members of the Democratic activist wing, that would be unions, go door to door saying, have you voted yet? Is anybody here with extra votes that they haven't want us to put in for you? That's legal in California. Well, according to Kim Strassel, the Republicans couldn't beat them, so they're going to join them because they've had success in California with voter harvesting in 20 and 22. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. What is your measure of the Republican Party switching the direction from Election Day to Election Month? Will it work? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. I apologize. I may be a little jet lagged today. I just got back to the country, and I am so glad I'm living in the USA. But when we look at the RNC, obviously, Kim Strassel is a very astute observer of current events in the Republican Party. And I think she's absolutely right in some of her assessment. I remember my mother first ran for Livonia City Council, and she won at the polls. She was the number one vote getter at the polls her first time out. And there were these things called absentee ballots that had to be counted, people who voted early. This is back in the 80s. And she did not know about the absentee ballot. She was relatively unaware of it. And she lost, barely lost her city council race. 2 years later, when she ran, what we did was you could go to the clerk's office. You could get the list of people who had requested absentee ballots. You could get a list of people who received them that day. You could get them on labels. You would pay for them. It's all public record. You could then mail them. You could then walk their door, soliciting their vote and talking about what you believed. You could then see if they had sent them back. You could follow up and contact them again. At the end of the day, my mother not only won at the ballot box, she also won on the absentee counting board and finished first. She subsequently became the first female city council president of our Livonia, Michigan. I took a lot of those lessons from my mother, and as I ran for office, we did much the same thing. In fact, I would always go knock on the doors where I could, even up through congressional races, to make sure that people who were voting early, I could make my appeal, my pitch to them, before they voted. So in many ways, when you talk about making the Election Day a month-long process or a month and a half, two-month-long process, it's always been that way. The difference is, as my colleague at American Greatness, Ned Ryan, pointed out, the difference between going after and chasing down absentee ballots versus ballot harvesting is because when you're chasing absentee ballots, as we've done in the past, you don't get to vote with them. You don't get to be in the room. You don't get to help them with the ballot. You don't get to take the ballot from them and drop it off in a drop box or drop it off at City Hall. You cannot do that. So when you talk about ballot harvesting, which Michigan now has, it's going to be a couple month long process. The wrinkle that I would like to, I don't know if Kim talked about it particularly, is remember, the Democrats have used private money now to augment clerks' offices at the county level, secretaries of state's office. So the Republicans have to set up their own NGOs to try to turn out the vote and battle along that line in terms of money, in terms of basically giving grants, private sector grants or NGO grants, to government officials when they count. Because in Michigan, it is now legal to engage with a private outside entity for grant money and then to negotiate the types of terms in which the grant money will come in. You can see the opportunity for mischief. Unfortunately, it's now part of the Michigan Constitution. So these are things the Republican Party, the RNC, are also going to have to look at. But to the short answer to the conclusion of my long answer to your very short question is, it's about damn time that the Republican National Committee did this.
And your opinion of the harvesting of ballots, which can be abused.
Absolutely.
Because you're mailing ballots to everyone who's eligible to vote. Sometimes it's very difficult for people to organize their lives. And what you have is just collecting ballots, not actual votes. Everybody shows up at the door and somebody 21 years older or older in the house can supervise the collecting of these ballots. I don't know whether that's dangerous or not. That is, can you tell?
Of course it is. It's very dangerous, which is why I oppose it. John, when you look at it, the farther away from the Australian vote of the ballot box, the farther away you get from the voting booth, the more opportunity there is for voter intimidation and fraud to creep into the process. And you will continue to see that. The Democrats do not care about this. And I think that they, in many ways, we should have looked at the lessons drawn from Europe, where they've tightened restrictions in terms of protecting voters from intimidation, protecting voters from fraud, ensuring that every vote is integrity and every vote, valid vote, is counted. We have to look at that. Unfortunately, the Democrats do not want to do that. They've changed the rules in many ways through constitutional ballot amendments like in Michigan. And so you'll have to beat them at their own game. But I think you're right, John. The farther away you get, there's a reason we have an Australian ballot, that no one's supposed to know how you're voting. It is to protect you, the voter, from intimidation and to protect the process from fraud. When private money comes into the system, it starts to negotiate who you can mail to, how you will go, who should be allowed to work in the clerk's office. These are the very types of things that will cast doubt upon any outcome in an election. Sometimes the Republicans will cast doubt on it. Sometimes the Democrats will cast doubt on it. We've seen both. We saw it in 2016 from the Democrats. We saw it in 2020 from the Republicans. The harder, the more you get back, the harder it is to have, to be able to point to the integrity of an election. The less certain of the integrity of the election, the worse things are going to be for our republic, because no one will believe the outcome anymore.
That is,
it'll be about ballots, not about votes, and that is wrong. It's about votes. It's about individual citizens and their consent.
Is this debate going on in Michigan now, or is it ahead of us?
Well, the problem for Michigan was that it was a year. 2022 was a very tough year for Michigan. We ran very badly as a Republican Party. The party was divided. Mr. Trump and his supporters were very unpopular here in Michigan, his endorsed candidates, and the Democrats did. I think it politically was very smart, but I disagreed with the outcome. But the Democrats ran to the state constitution and put every single voter thing they wanted into the Michigan Constitution, because they were banking on the fact that the Republicans were disorganized, divided, the money wasn't there, and the wave was going to be for the Democrats. And they got everything they wanted. So for Michigan, there is no alternative but to try to outdo the Democrats by the rules that are in our state constitution now.
That is McCotter of American Greatness, recovering politician, returned from Europe safely.
Jet lagged.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.